Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Gives you a whole new way of looking at the day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Daylight!
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history. Ladies and gentlemen,
when I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Pedro Fernandez.
Play it.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Folks, we are just 6 days away from John Jones, the best fighter in the world of UFC, in the world of UFC and MMA. I'm talking about the light heavyweight champ, essentially undefeated, disqualified one fight. He's taken on once beaten Alice Gustafsson of Sweden in the main event. Of course, this is Saturday, September 21st, on pay-per-view. We'll talk about that card. We'll talk about the prelims. We'll bring in Zach Young at about 20, 22 minutes past the hour and see what the young man has to say about the upcoming UFC schedule. Talk about Glover Teixeira and how he's going to take out John Jones when they fight in 2014, because I think I don't think he's going to lose to Alex Gustafsson. Gustafsson's got height, he's got reach, he's got some decent size, as I said, but guess what? He ain't going to beat John Jones. No way, no how. But Glover Teixeira, that might be a different story. Of course, we had Bellator 98 in the past week, and Bellator, of course, trying to get their act back together. Why can't they get on national TV once a week? What did they do wrong? Of course, these are the people where I called him for an interview. I sent Bjorn Rebney an email, and he got all upset. He's the CEO over at Bellator Fighting Championships, and he sent the letter off to his publicist, and his publicist gets back to me and starts ragging on me. No, if you want to go through anybody, you got to go through me. Anyway, the bottom line is I want to talk to somebody from Bellator to figure out what the heck is going on. I mean, what is it? Where are the tournaments going on? Are you going back to Spike TV? Is it MTV2? Where are you going to go? Are you going to be on weekly? If you don't have a weekly product to put on TV, guess what? You're going to die. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Brought to you in part by UFC 165, Jones Gustafsson, September 21st.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system. Introducing BioD Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides therapeutic levels of premium vitamin D doctors recommend we need every day. Stop wasting your money on pills and get with the spray. Try BioD Supreme today.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over!
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bjorn.
The Fernandez family mantra. He's a rebel, baby. 29 years of radio. I wouldn't be here 29 years if I wasn't a rebel. If I was your pedestrian type of guy, your golly gee whiz type of guy, a couple of regular guys, remember they tried to do their thing a few years ago. It ain't happening. It's the personality, the knowledge. I combine it all, put it together with some great guests, and guess what? I bring you the best combat sports show in all of radio, folks. No question about it. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. John Bones Jones, current light heavyweight champion in the world of mixed martial arts. That's 205 pounds, 18-1. Man, pretty good record, of course. 15, as I said, that one loss was on a disqualification. He was kicking the snot out of some guy and elbowed him on the ground or something like that. That was called a DQ. He's taking on Alexander Gustafsson, the Mauler, who is 15-1. He stands 6'4", just like Jones. But guess what? Jones got a little bit of reach on him. Jones is going to be the better fighter here. Jones is the better fighter. There's no doubt about it. At the end of the night, John Jones will still be light heavyweight champion. Alex Gustafsson, who built up a huge, huge following over there in Sweden. And that's where this fight should have been. It should have been in Sweden. I mean, if we put this fight, I think it's going on in Calgary. But why are they going to put this thing in Canada? I have no idea. But the bottom line is this fight should be in Sweden. But Gustafsson, Gustafsson got cut like a week before that setup card they had about 2-3 months ago. So that didn't happen. They're not going to go back there for a while. So unless he wins a title, there'll be no fighting, no UFC cards, I believe, in Sweden for quite a while. But John Bones Jones, I would have to say that he's probably about a 3-1 favorite here. Man, a 3-1. I really do. I think he's about a 3-1 favorite. Some of the other fights, of course, on the main card besides John Jones and Alex Gustafsson. But then again, when you look at John Jones and you think about John Jones, you know, being the best fighter pound for pound in MMA, much like Floyd Mayweather, and he is. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, GSP, George St. Pierre, long in the tooth, man. He sort of looked like a Canadian hockey player, a retired hockey player when I saw him in a picture a couple of weeks ago, okay? He's sort of done. I'm telling you, these guys like Renan Barreo, these, you know, Dominic Cruz, these up-and-coming fighters, Demetrius Johnson, okay, Glover Teixeira, these guys are the future of MMA, the future of the UFC, okay? Alex Gustafsson, he's not the future of the UFC. John Bones Jones, considered unbeatable? Well, guess what? I think he's going to have hell to pay when he takes on Glover Teixeira. I really do. I mean, Glover's the real deal. And put it this way, Glover is no Chael Sonnen, John Jones. So if you think that you're going to have a walk in the park with a guy that hasn't lost a fight since 2005, fighting out of Brazil, he's got the pedigree, the amateur pedigree, the street fighting pedigree, the jiu-jitsu pedigree. He's got it going on. He can strike as well. As I said, one of my good friends in the world of MMA, he's on the UFC roster as a light heavyweight. I'm talking about Kyle Kingsbury. He said the hardest he's ever been hit in his life was by Glover Teixeira. the hardest he's ever been hit in his life. So that's UFC 165, and, of course, that's live on pay-per-view. Now, the card starts online, Facebook.com, 6:15 p.m. Eastern time, 3:15 p.m. Pacific time, and they'll have you a couple of fights there, okay? Then they go to Fox Sports 1, and this is important, folks. You got to get with Fox Sports 1. If you want to be a UFC fan, you have to get with Fox Sports 1 because they were the former Speed Channel. Now they should be just called the UFC Channel because when the UFC made their debut with Chael Sonnen choking out Mauricio Shogun Rua a few weeks ago in a fight in which he was not supposed to win, they did 1.78 million viewers. That's pretty good. Not as high as some of the FX numbers, but guess what? For a budding television channel somewhere down the line that used to be called the Speed Channel on this very first day, the 17th of August, I think it did very, very well. So I'm looking for good things out of Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 2 is supposed to be right next to Fox Sports 1 on the cable channel, but I haven't found it yet. But they've got the preliminary. It's going to go on Fox Sports 1. That's 8 p.m. Pacific time, at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Okay, and then we'll go with the main card. Of course, that's 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern time, live on pay-per-view. And, you know, I kind of say, John Jones on top all by himself as far as the world of MMA is concerned. He will win this fight and face his most serious challenge in 2014. I'm talking about the great Glover Teixeira. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Of course, we do 2 hours on Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network. 2 hours beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour we dedicate to the world of boxing. Of course, Floyd Mayweather prevailing this past weekend last night with a unanimous, take that back, it was a majority decision, meaning one judge had it even. I don't know what the lady was thinking, but she should be banned from the sport, either that or have a corneal transplant, something like that, because she has no conception of boxing, and her record proves that. The bottom line is she had Manny Pacquiao losing to Tim Bradley last year, and not too many people had Tim Bradley winning that fight. So C.J. Ross, very disputed score last night, but the other judges had Mayweather comfortably ahead. He is the best fighter in all of boxing, no question about that. And John Jones right now is the best fighter in all of MMA. Too bad they couldn't clash, huh? Wouldn't that be cool if you could put talent against talent? But it's different. It's like baseball and football. That's how different it is. People don't realize, well, it's still fighting. No, it's not still fighting, okay? In MMA, you can win and lose 1,000 different ways. Choke out, tap out, submission, arm bars, okay? You can get knocked out with a punch. You can get TKO too many punches. You can lose a decision. You can get disqualified. I mean, man, MMA is just like so many ways to win and lose. That's why nobody's really invincible in the world of mixed martial arts, except, I think, Ronda Rousey. Yeah. You know, December 28th, she's going up against Miesha Tate in the rematch. As far as Miesha Tate got lit up the first time, got stopped in the first round with that famous Rousey armbar. Of course, Rousey's mother, the former world judo champion, and taught her daughter well. I mean, she's like unbeaten, untouched. Liz Carmouche, I believe, slapped a chokehold on her the last time, and she just powered out of it. She's a powerful, powerful, powerful chicken. Of course, she's doing this December the 28th, UFC 168. In the main event, Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, 185 pounds, who's lower on the top 10 pound-for-pound list as far as the UFC is concerned, their own website, than Anderson Silva, the man who he knocked out, which doesn't make any sense to me unless these ratings are rigged. Come on. What are you thinking over there, Dana White? You can't rate the guy that got knocked out. I mean, got knocked out. It wasn't like, oh, well, you know, he lost a close fighter. No. He got knocked out. He was asleep. He was knocked out, concussed on the way to the floor, okay, from the Bills' basic left hooks and right hands. I mean, it was boxing 101 that took Anderson Silva out of his game and out of his realm and away from his world middleweight championship, of course, which he had defended a record number of times, the longest-running UFC champion in history. But guess what? That came to an end, and it's not ever going to repeat again. I just thought, although, as I said, many ways to win, many ways to lose in the world of mixed martial arts, I don't think Chris Weidman is going to lose to Anderson Silva, not in this lifetime, never, never, never. But never say never. Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate, the rematch. And speaking of Ronda earlier, I talked about her training methods leading up to a fight. She wants to have sex the night before a fight. Can you believe that? Men, it's just the opposite. I mean, they're scared to death. They abstain for weeks, some guys, except Julio Cesar Chavez, who had his girlfriend and his wife in the same hotel one time down there in Monterrey, Mexico, and then two girlfriends in a Las Vegas hotel. So Julio had to sleep with a woman every night. Okay, but Ronda Rousey says that she gets a little extra shot of testosterone if she has sex the night before a fight. So Go for it, Rhonda. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This is the Tower of Power, telling us there's only so much oil in the ground. And, of course, at $4 a gallon, I don't know. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The sounds of the Super Strokeland Band. Hit it, boys. Tower of Power horn section and Huey Lewis and the News, folks. Looking at the month of August for the UFC, folks, so going back a month as far as history is concerned. August 3rd, Jose Aldo, of course, took out the Korean Zombie. Shogun Rua was beaten by Chael Sonnen a few days later on August 17th. Of course, that was the debut of Fox Sports 1, and that was a huge upset in a lot of people's mind. Carlos Condit beat Martin Kampman in their rematch. Benson Henderson lost to Anthony Pettis the second time, losing this time the UFC lightweight 155-pound title. And, of course, UFC Fight Night, September 4th, Glover Teixeira lighting up Ryan Bader. with the TKO punches at 255 of round number one. So the past month, we'll talk about the past month with one of my boxing and MMA experts. I'm talking about Mr. Zach Young. And Zach, how's things going today, man?
I'm doing well. How are you, Pedro?
I'm doing all right. Let's talk Mayweather and Mayweather-Canelo for a second. Tick off the MMA fans, but just bottom line was Mayweather was like brilliant, wasn't he?
He looked amazing. I think that having his dad as a trainer has made him look even better, you know?
Well, you know, his father's got some issues as far as his health's concerned, and he really can't do the hard work as far as training's concerned. He can't wear the vest. He can't take the shots to the body, wear those big padded vests, and he's got some breathing problems, so he can't hold the mitts. But he seems to be a good motivator in the corner, and I'm telling you, last night, that was probably one of the most brilliant boxing displays I've ever seen put forth, and I've been watching the fight game a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't give Canelo a round personally. I thought Mayweather, it was a shutout.
You and me both, but, you know, a couple of judges gave him a few four rounds in Vegas. Larry Merchant was on the show in hour number one, the former HBO godfather. He said he gave Canelo a couple or a few rounds, but the bottom line was I think they were gift rounds. They were welfare rounds. Anyway, enough of that. Real quick, how many pay-per-view buys? I'm saying it goes over 2.4 million. What do you say?
I think over two. Okay. Maybe over 2.4, but, I mean, that's just hard to do, you know. But I think it'll make more money than the Oscar fight, though.
Yeah. Okay, next week, 6 days away, are Alex Jones and Alex Gustafsson. That's in Toronto, Ontario, instead of Stockholm, Sweden, which is a major mistake as far as UFC's marketing people are concerned. But John Jones going to light up Alex Gustafsson, I think. What do you say?
I think so. I think he's going to try to wrestle him because Gustafsson is a good striker and he has good power. You don't want to get in a striking match with him. But, you know, I think that Jones has a superior wrestling, and I don't think Gustafsson can avoid the takedowns.
Are you surprised that the Fox Sports 1 jumped off the way it did? I guess they did a good job promoting and marketing that, because that Chael Sonnen Shogun Rua card drew like 1.78 million people. They were like ecstatic with those numbers.
Yeah, it did well. I mean, that's about the numbers that like a good fight does on HBO, so you got to be happy with that, I think.
Speaking of good fights on HBO, is HBO playing second fiddle these days to Showtime as far as boxing is concerned?
Yeah, I feel like it is. And I kind of feel like Top Rank is playing second fiddle to Golden Boy as well.
And do you think that, now when you look back on it, it's been a few months now, do you think HBO made a mistake by telling Larry Merchant to go packing?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't really know why they got rid of him. It was interesting to listen to his perspective.
Yeah, well, I loved it when he said Mitt Romney was sitting with the 47% at that fight last year. It was one of his classic lines. Now, UFC Fight Night, Damian Maia and Jake Shields. Jake Shields from Northern California. I think he's handled by Cesar Gracie, one of the Gracies up here. Jake Shields, past his prime, is Maia supposed to win this or what?
It's kind of an interesting fight, but, I mean, I think Maia would win, but I think Jake Shields, he's still a good fighter, and I mean, he has some of the best submissions, so you never know what can happen.
Okay.
But I've seen Maia, he's really worked on his striking, and I think he's gotten a lot better. And Jake Shields has those feather fists, so he's not going to hurt Maia with those. Okay. But we'll see. I would bet on Maia in that one.
Zach Young's our guest. Zach Attack Young, folks. He writes boxing and mixed martial arts at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We are celebrating 29 years of radio presence this weekend, September 2013. So I want to thank those of you who have been with me for 29 years. Some of you have. I can't believe that Ron Wong sent me an email yesterday. He's been with me 29 years, listening 29 years. I can't believe it's been that long. So enough of the history. We air Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, which combine both boxing and MMA until the same hour. And then we come back on Sunday with a two-hour wrap from 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The first hour is all boxing. Second hour is this hour, all MMA. On that same card, that UFC fight night, and I think that's going to take place in Brazil. Yeah, Baru, Brazil. Matt Hamill, the guy that holds the disqualification win over John Jones, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a legitimate win.
Yeah, that's his claim to fame, taking on Thiago Silva. What's going to happen here?
I think Thiago Silva will knock him out, most likely, if I had to bet. I mean, Hamill's a decent fighter, but he's not, I don't think he's on the same level. But, I mean, yeah, I would bet on Silva, especially when those Brazilian fighters get to fight in Brazil, it seems like it really fires them up, and they put in these, like, impressive performances.
Yeah, they also get to, take any additional vitamins down there that they can't take up. I'm sort of suspect of this whole thing. You know, Vitor Belfort sort of rediscovers the magic he had 10 years ago because he's taking testosterone replacement therapy because he blew his system out taking steroids. I'm all against that. I'm not going to get into the anti-steroid road. Joey Beltran, isn't he the big fat guy?
Yeah.
Joey Beltran taking on a guy named Fabio Malinendo. That's 205 pounds. He's a big fat heavyweight, so big fat light heavyweight. A bantamweight's on the card. Looks like Rafael Asupolo taking on T.J. Dillashaw. Dillashaw can fight a little bit. The prelims will be on, obviously, Fox Sports 1, and then they've got something going on Facebook and YouTube as well, a couple of fights. The marketing in which the UFC has went, the direction in which they've taken, why hasn't boxing caught on to this, Zach? I mean, they've turned fights into rock events, rock concerts, and boxing does it like once or twice a year. The MMA can do it 8 or 10, 12 times a year. How come?
Well, to be fair, I do think that Golden Boy is starting to catch on and is starting to put together better cards and turn it into more of events like the one. I thought they did a good job with that event last night. You know, it really felt like something special.
Yep.
But we need more of that. You know, we have to have more cards like that per year. And, I mean, I'm hoping it will get better.
Okay. You know, Larry Merchant was on the phone show yesterday and today talking boxing both hours. And he said... I said, do you see any improvement in Ishii Smith? He goes, there's nothing to improve on. So Larry sort of told it like it was, and of course he dropped that IBF 154-pound title to Carlos
Molina.
I thought he won too. I had him win in, but Adelaide Byrd had him win in, one of the most respected judges in the entire world as far as I'm concerned. She had him win in 116-112. I had him 115-112, and I was surprised when it went the other way, but you know, this is Las Vegas, and, you know, those judges that are scoring these boxing matches, a lot of them are the same judges scoring UFC matches and MMA matches. And this is, Zach, this is scary. CJ Ross having that fight even last night, what was that broad thinking?
I have no idea. I thought Canelo may have won the third round, but I wouldn't have even given him that. And she gave him six rounds. I don't know where she found those rounds.
Well, you know, I think she should be benched. I think that judges like that are a blight, not only on the entire business and sport of boxing, you know, combat sports, but to women as well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, women are trying to break down barriers. You know what I'm saying? And you get a woman that breaks down a barrier and then she's a total flop. Well, she's just got to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good. Well, she was one of the ones who scored the Pacquiao-Bradley fight, yeah. Which, I mean, a lot of people didn't agree with that decision, and now you have another controversial card, and it's like, well, what is she watching?
Well, there's like four or five cards that Fight News put up that she's come up with all these even scores, like 112, 112, 114, 114, 95, 95. She's one of these chicks, and she sits on the fence. See, she doesn't want to tick anybody off, so she keeps scoring these fights draws. You can't – listen – very few fights end up draws. You can't have as many draws on your record as she has on her record in big fights. I think she does it on purpose. She wants to sit on the fence. She sat on the fence last night. But guess what? It's time for Keith Kaiser and the Nevada State Athletic Commission to push her off the fence and send her back to the amateurs. I don't think she ever deserves to judge a pro fight again.
No, that was terrible. I mean, I didn't see anybody who agreed with that card.
No, no question about that. We're talking with Zach Attack Young, folks. We're talking MMA until the top of the hour. Of course, we are 6 days away from UFC 165, Saturday, September 21st, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Take that back. 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. John Jones, 18-1, taking on Alex Gustafson. Gustafson's probably going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree here. I really think that he's probably not going to see the bell ending the fifth round. John Jones, I think, just that better a fighter. But John Jones and Glover Teixeira. Now, you got to see Glover a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, and, I mean, what I saw of him, I don't think he has much of a chance against Jones.
Oh, Zach, you're killing me. I was hoping you were going to agree with it. He didn't have it, huh?
No, he got rocked by Bader. Jones handled Bader really easily. I don't know. I don't see it.
All right, so much for my thinking that the UFC light heavyweight title would be changing hands in 2014. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing 1 hour and mixed martial arts another hour. Of course, we are live for 2 hours Sunday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour, boxing. Second hour, talk about MMA as we are right now. And then the Saturday show, the preview show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We combine boxing and MMA into the same hour. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking combat sports, MMA, UFC, and, of course, the Bellator Fighting Championships right after the break.
What's going on around the track, powered by Shell V-Power gasoline. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch now says it's a good possibility that he will race an IndyCar in October to prepare himself for a run at next year's Indianapolis 500. Busch wants to compete in at least one pre-Indy race, so he feels more comfortable for the high-speed pressure that comes with Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Keep the pedal to the metal and both hands on the wheel. This is Around the Track, powered by Shell V-Power gasoline.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with... Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Jardine, man, he's just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him?
It's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt.
He's hurt.
It's all over.
Thiago
Silva defeats Keith Jardine.
Wow.
And it happened like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah. Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
like a sex machine, man. Yeah. Moving, doing it, you know. Yeah. Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
The late godfather of soul himself, J.B. James Brown, the hardest working man in show business, folks. Got to meet him once. Great guy, great performer, great show. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, celebrating 29 years this weekend. I think we went on the air the second week of September in 1984, so it was 29 years. And for those of you who have been with me that entire time, I thank you so much. For those of you who just come on, well, welcome to the Ring Talk family and listeners. We're here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And once again, on Sunday for 2 hours, the review show, an hour of boxing, an hour of MMA, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays. We're talking about the UFC, folks, in the world of MMA, and, of course, the UFC now celebrating its 20th anniversary in December, I believe. Of course, that was when Royce Gracie beat three guys in submissions in less than 5 minutes and things like that. And that's when back when he wore a karate gi and all that kind of good stuff. But nowadays, if Royce Gracie was in the UFC, he wouldn't be a rated contender, I don't think. Do you think he would?
No, there's so many people that are more skilled at that now, but he did pave the way for all of that.
He paved the way for it, but man, good God, man. What was it? Was he the guy that allowed his arm to get broken down there in L.A. with that world welterweight champion, had him locked up in that arm bar and he wouldn't give up? Remember that?
Yeah, that was that Matt Hughes?
Yeah, it was Matt Hughes, exactly. Man, Matt Hughes broke his arm. He would not give up.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
Jeez. And the only thing I can think that comes close to eclipsing that was Don Fry against Ken Shamrock when Shamrock locked him in that ankle lock and put three stress fractures in his leg and he wouldn't give up. That's sick. That's all it is. That's sick. So we've watched the growth of the sport come from the Royce Gracie days of, you know, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and now where guys are skilled in boxing and wrestling and jiu-jitsu and the whole nine yards. I mean, a lot of these fights are like shoots, man. They just get it on. They go out there and they take care of business. Is this gonna continue to take away from the wrestling fan base, the world wrestling entertainment base? Because you know what? They're starting to hurt. They're trying to come up with this WWE channel because they feel they're not getting the money they should on USA Cable and things like that. But I don't think people are going to want to pay $10 a month to have a UFC channel. Do you? I mean, UFC channel, a WWE channel. Do you?
No, I mean, why would you watch something fake when you could watch the real thing? You know, it's like, these guys are really wrestling and really fighting each other.
Okay.
And you got paid actors on the WWE.
Okay, and they're the same old actors. You know, in the old days when we had pro wrestling territories before you were born, Zach, Roy Shire had the best territory up here in Northern California, no question about that, in the country. But these wrestlers would travel from area to area. In other words, a guy would wrestle here for 2-3 months, get himself a title shot, win or lose, and leave. And then, or he like a loser leaves town match or something like that, and he'd leave. And now you get to see the same old guys over, and the John Cena, The Undertaker, Brock Lesnar. It's just repetition. It's too old, man. I just think the McMahons, although he's making money and it's a multi-million-dollar business, I think it's seen its peak, and I think it's on the way down.
Yeah, and it's scripted, you know. Like I knew a guy who wrote for WWE. Like all the fights have predetermined results. It's not like there's any, you know, like real suspense there.
Well, I don't think there will ever be any real suspense in the world of professional wrestling. Now, back to the shoot fight. Now, they're talking about putting together a new, there's some money going around, talking about putting a MMA company together that will try to beat out Bellator and rival the UFC. There isn't enough talent out there in the world to start another company, is there?
I think the UFC snatched all the talent up.
and then they cut them.
Yeah, well, they cut them, and then they go back to Bellator.
Tito Ortiz and Rampage Jackson. Was that fight about 7 years too late?
Yeah, I don't even know why they're having that as a pay-per-view, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I guess the name value, but other than that, I don't.
But the undefeated champion, Michael Chandler, I think he's 155. He's going to take on, I think, Freddie Hernandez or something like that. The guy that had the contract problems with Bellator was going to USC, and he came back to the Bellator. And I think Ben Askren is going to be on that card as well. I think Ben Askren is a monster. And I keep calling you, I keep telling you that he's like the geek with the sunglasses and the surfboard and the tight jeans and that kind of stuff. He's got a beautiful wife, and that guy really can fight.
Yeah, he's definitely fights better than he looks like he would.
Hey, do you think guys picked on him?
I bet they did in school. and the wrong guy probably did it once.
Yeah, I was watching the fight last night, the Saul Alvarez fight with Floyd Mayweather. Saul Alvarez has red hair and freckles, and he talked about being teased and having to get in fights because he was redheaded and had freckles. And my cousin was sitting there. He goes, I know all about that because he's redheaded as well. Okay, and he said he had to fight. He said they were always making fun of him. So there was no let up on that one. Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, foregone conclusion. Cain Velasquez enters 2014 the UFC heavyweight champion, right?
Yeah, Cain is he's more versatile than Junior, but I still think Junior beats any other heavyweight out there.
You know, he ain't going to beat Cain. So we move back to light heavyweight now, and Daniel Cormier never lost, former University of Oklahoma wrestler, never lost a fight, 14-0, former Strikeforce heavyweight champion, going to drop to 205, according to his stablemate Kyle Kingsbury, and challenge John Jones in 2014 after John Jones takes out Glover Teixeira. Notice I've changed my tune on Glover now that Zach has weighed in on that one. But what do you think of that matchup?
He probably has the best shot of beating John Jones, I think.
Why?
He has the wrestling pedigree, but on top of that, he has power and he has good boxing skills.
Okay. So you think, but right now, without a question, John Jones is the best fighter in MMA, right?
Well, personally, I think GSP is up there
still?
As well.
Still?
But John Jones and GSP are almost like tied in my mind, you know?
Man, GSP and me are both using Just for Men. Do you know what that means?
What is that? Getting old?
No, we're both dying our hair.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know what I mean? Come on, we're both using it just for men. A little hair color in there, man. Come on, I think the guy's getting too long in the tooth. Johnny Hendricks has the power to take him out, but he doesn't have the skill, does he?
I don't think he has. Well, he's a good wrestler, you know. He's probably the biggest threat to GSP out there, but it's hard to bet against GSP. He's almost like Floyd in MMA, you know.
Okay.
It's hard to see him losing.
Okay, and speaking of Floyd, man, what is Floyd's $41 million guarantee last night? I think he's going to walk away in the area of $60-65 million. You know, I watched him have a nervous breakdown in the ring, and not too many people were there. It was at the Olympic Trials in Oakland, California in 1996. He lost to Augie Sanchez, a fighter who was a journeyman as a pro out of Las Vegas, but he lost the decision to Augie Sanchez, got back in the box office, and ended up winning a bronze medal before getting burned in the Olympics in the minds of a lot of people. But he had a nervous breakdown that day, and he threw his gloves down, and he cried, and he threw a tantrum in the whole nine yards. He said he never wanted to fight again the whole nine yards. I mean, he really had just a mental meltdown, man. So I always thought that the guy wasn't going to be the invincible guy, the Teflon guy that he put himself up to be, because I watched Mike Tyson back down from Michael Nunn in 1984, and I realized that Mike wasn't the monster that he said he was, that everybody thought he was when he was knocking out all those hobos 18, 19 in a row. Because Michael Nunn walked across the hot tub, stood up and walked across the hot tub at the Olympic training camp in Colorado Springs and told Mike to get the F up, man, that it was time to fight because Mike had said something about his mother, and Tyson wouldn't do it. So I saw a little yellow in Tyson there, and when Tyson eventually did get beat by Buster Douglas, and that was a surprise, but the Evander Holyfield thing wasn't a surprise. Bullies get exposed eventually in combat sports, be it boxing or MMA. Am I right, Zach?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, because the people who seem to succeed are actually the ones who have been bullied. You know, they have had to become mentally tough over time.
Renan Barreo, I'm very impressed with him. 32-1, easy supporting fight with Eddie Wineland, 28-1, 20 wins, 8 losses, and a draw. Of course, Barreo, the real deal, 32-1. Talk to me about his pluses.
Barreo? I mean,
there's so many of them. Let's talk about how I think he's excellent, but I want to hear it from you.
Yeah, he impressed me in the Faber fight. I thought that, you know, I thought that Faber had a good chance of beating him, but he was just, he made it look easy against Faber somehow, and not that many people are able to do that.
Uriah Faber, of course, the California kid, a winner of two in a row, trying to get his act back together at 135 pounds. Are you surprised he's been able to drop from like 155 to 135?
Yeah, because he looks like he's like really cut, but somehow he was able to drop.
Man, you know, I remember dropping weight one time and over in Concord. We were going to weigh in Concord, California. We had to weigh in a week before the Golden Gloves in order to make sure we were in the right weight class. We had to be 139 pounds like 10 days before. So I remember going over to Concord, California from San Francisco. My trainer, Chris Gomez, was driving. He took the wrong exit off the freeway, and I hadn't eaten in 2 days, okay? So I was like an animal. I was just like a cage animal laying in the backseat. So he takes the wrong exit. He gets lost. I get ticked off, and I jump out of the car. I said, F it, I'm going to eat over here at McDonald's. So I walked into McDonald's. And I didn't have a dime in my pocket. A couple seconds later, I had to walk back out, get back in the car. He goes, are you ready to go weigh in now? I said, yeah, I'm ready to go weigh in now. But the bottom line is I did throw a bit of a tantrum. You know, fighters, when they starve, I don't know if you've ever starved, man, but you know, people don't realize what it's like. You go 2 or 3 days without eating really anything substantially, and then you've actually got to fight somebody. That's a lot of pressure.
I've done fasting before, and it really does take a lot out of you, and it seems to really alter your mood.
Yeah. You know, I really thought Brendan Schaub was going someplace. They called him the hybrid. He was a real good-looking heavyweight. He's 10-3. He's going to take on Matt Bitrone, the big mouth of the UFC, 6-2. Of course, he's the one that said those nasty things about Fallon Fox, which I think was about right. When, of course, when you have a man that gets his appendages removed and he becomes a woman and decides to fight women, I just don't think that's fair. Is that even remotely fair in your mind?
I don't think so. I mean, it's kind of a touchy subject because then you're saying that men are superior to women.
But physically, come on, man. I mean, the strongest woman in the world is not as strong as the strongest man in the world by any means.
You're right, you know, but it's kind of touchy, but I do agree. I don't think that it's fair for Fallon Fox to be fighting women.
No, I don't think so, because, you know, I saw her as a man, and I saw her as a woman, and there isn't a whole lot of change between and Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com. Of course, he has the Wrestling Observer radio show from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network Pacific Time. He said that he was involved with a promoter who was promoting Fallon Fox down there in Florida, and that the promoter, although he was in the position to make a lot of money, pulled out of the Fallon Fox business because he thought it was unfair that a man was fighting a woman. A promoter. Imagine this, a promoter not wanting to make money.
That's crazy. I don't think Bob Arum would ever make that choice.
Speaking of Bob Arum, I swung happy birthday to Don King, birthday 82 over there in Budapest, Hungary, a couple of weeks ago. Got to meet the president of Hungary, had a good time and everything there. But Arum sent his people, and everybody was there. But King stole the show. Don King can still hold court anywhere he goes in this world, Zach, and he still holds court. He's still the center of attention.
I thought he could only hold court. I thought it was only in America.
No, not only in America. Zach Attack Young's our guest, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the MMA, USC getting down next week with John Jones and Alex Gustafson in the main event. We'll bring Zach back on the Sunday show to talk about the results. Zach, you have a wonderful week. You got anything for us in the writing department?
Yeah, I'm planning on working on some stuff this week. I'll get it to the site.
All right. All the best to you, man. Say hello to your lovely lady and the kid.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Peter. All right. Zach Attack Young of RingTalk.com right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network. Taking us to the break, Tower of Power. Down to the nightclub. You can get what you want.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027.
Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today, 800-319-9027, 800-319-9027.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Game over!
Greatest soul singers in history, folks, the great Rick Stevens, got to MC a party for him at the Great American Music Hall in July, July 12th to be exact. Man, it was a fantastic event. Rick Stevens, more power to you, Rick. You can still blow. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Spike TV, Friday, September 20th. Talk about the Bellator MMA welterweight tournament. It's at 9 o'clock Pacific time. Take that back, 9 o'clock Pacific time and 9 o'clock Eastern time. Then they're going to go Bellator MMA, and it's supposed to be on some new network, MUN2. I don't know what that is. I've been trying to look it up. I haven't been able to find it. Then they come back to Spike Friday, September 27th. So I guess they're trying to go weekly shows now. But on Friday nights, I just don't know. I don't know too many people stay in on Friday nights anymore. They don't. It ain't like the old days. And with so many different cable channels and so many different things for people to do, it's just so diluted. The audience is so diluted. Can you draw good numbers on a Friday night? I don't know. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 6 days away, of course, from UFC. Man, the big UFC event, Jones and Gustafson, of course, coming to you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 21st. That's the main event. A lot of people expect to be one-sided with John Jones taking the Gustafson, the suite apart, and I think inside the distance. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, much peace, much respect.